Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode. We're at 63 of Forever Strength. I'm Andrew Coates, and I've got Bailey Lau, my co-host. I'm stumbling over my words today, guys. I apologize. But we have another special guest, one of the members of our Forever Strength program, Trisha McLeod. And she's actually just signed up for the fourth round. So you're coming up on working with us for a full year, which is really wild. We really appreciate that. Yeah. And Bailey and I just ultimately want to dive into your story, find out what's worked for you. So Bailey's going to have some questions, so I'll let her kick it off.
Okay. Yes, first question, as usual. What got you into fitness, Trisha?
So I've been on and off fitness like most people, tried to diet, tried to lose weight. My whole family's big, but nothing ever stuck. Different trainers, different diets, all those things, yo-yo diets, tried everything. And then my mom also passed away at 56 of a massive heart attack. So for me, getting as I got older, there was always that worry, especially coming from a bigger family, you know, body type, bigger body type, that I was going to have to deal with the health issues, and I didn't want to have that. So nothing really clicked, though, until I hit my max weight. And I'm not scared to say it was 320. And I was like, okay, this is it. Like, I'm not doing what I said I was going to do, was to get myself healthier. So January 2016, I said, enough's enough. I found a trainer, and it was in person, and I was not comfortable in a gym setting at all. And I went and I said, give me what you got. And she just really pushed me. And then next thing I know, I entered a competition to lose weight at her gym. And it was $1,000 prize money for the three of us. And we did it. We lost and we won. And I lost like 40 pounds in like 3 months.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then next thing I know, I'm competing in FemSport.
In which?
FemSport.
FemSport.
Tell us about it.
So it's a women's strength competition. And my coach is like, oh yeah, by the way, you guys are training now. And it was July. I was still going to the gym, still trying to lose weight. She's like, you're going to compete in FemSport in July. We're like, no. And then next thing I know, I'm in a competition, still heavy. And, you know, you had to go through an obstacle. You had to pull a tire. You had to do a kettlebell relay. You had to push a track. You had to do box jumps, which I couldn't do, but I did everything else. What else was there? It's a five competition. So I ended up competing. Didn't win, but I mean, for me, that was really out of my comfort zone, and it got me hooked.
Yeah. And so did that training for that was sort of a little bit more motivation past the weight loss?
And it was the group. You competed as a group, and you competed individually. So, and that morale, you know, teams and all that kind of thing, it was really motivating.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Which is another reason why online groups seem to be doing so well, is because there's that little bit of support and everyone's going through sort of the same thing and relating, right? That kind of stuff. So then going through a couple of trainers, what made you decide to join our program, Forever Strength?
I had a lot of life altering things that happened. We had a fire, we lost everything. Prior to that, I had lost 100 pounds and I had slowly started to gain it. And then I had health issues. Then I had a fire and lost everything. And things started to settle. I got back in my home, you know, and I'm like, okay, I got to get back to it. I need to get back my goals and my routine. And I tried a trainer. It didn't work because they didn't know me. They didn't know my skills. They just wanted to cookie cutter me. And I couldn't do it. I said, this isn't me. Then I met with Andrew and we did a program, and then I was kind of hooked to that style and someone checking on me, is my form right? Cause yes, I've had a lot of experience working out in the gym, but I had no one watching me or even having substitutions. If I had an injury or something was bugging me, I never had that option with other trainers to do this. It was just, let's modify the exercise, not let's switch the exercise. So that was a big thing too for me. So then when I tried the first one and I just loved it, because I can make my own workouts, and I've done that in the past, but having the option and the substitutions and just being told. And the other thing that was great for me was the 13 weeks consistency. I've never done that. To have that consistency over that 13 weeks for me, I'm not bored of it, but I've never stuck to a program that long doing that one exercise or that set. Mm-hmm. So that for me was really new, and I really like that.
We really wanted to thread a needle with this because there's some nuance here. People do like variety. They do like things being changed up. And so I'll say this. Bailey makes the key decisions on how to progress the program. We tend to develop the exercise selections together, but Bailey tends to take charge of a lot of these things. And sometimes the changes can feel subtle across a program, but they get tougher and more challenging. And one of the things that both of us believe very strongly in is one of the ways you can get around people's desire for creativity and novelty, which we don't think helps anyone, not much, is to make sure that the challenge is so much that people experience new bests all the time, which tends to be really motivated and exciting. So that's our foundation. Now, why not a 4-week challenge? I have friends who do wonderful jobs with 4-week challenges. They're good trainers and it appeals to people, but we wanted something that had to keep people on the same plan for a bit longer. And we figure 1/4 of a year is probably the sweet spot, because doing a half a year program or a full year program all the same doesn't work. And there's a similar theme, but we do make major changes from each round. So we're just really glad you appreciate. Some people, they just want novelty, but when they get too caught up in, I need my trainer to tell me to do a bunch of random different exercises next week's workout or else I'm going to get bored. That's not ideal. I mean, guess what? If it's that versus not moving at all, guess what? Like, do the circus stuff. Hell, it keeps people moving, sweating, burning calories. I don't care. Standing on one leg on a BOSU ball while touching your nose. And I make fun of that stuff. Maybe that's not fair, but we know that stuff happens, right? It's about a sweet spot that keeps our people really enjoying the experience, makes changes, but not so frequently people can't actually see progress based on the program.
Yeah. And so, I mean, in our program, it's a little bit different that way too, because ours isn't focused on weight loss. Ours is strength. So to do a 4-week program for strength, like, people wouldn't see that much improvement if they were focused on strength and it was only over 4 weeks. So was that one of the main things that you saw in the difference? Like, you liked that it was consistent, the program was 3 months, and you saw strength changes?
Yes, the strength changes. I've noticed changes in my body. The other most positive thing was the substitution. So I know the first round I did RDLs and the deadlifts were not my friend, even though I tried to do them and we did that. I just knew switching to something else made my body better, made my body happier and less prone to injury. I don't want to have to go and, you know, some muscles out so I will sub that, just because I know I have a harder time with my hips and I have, you know, a bad hip or whatever. So for me, it's the substitutions as well.
Yeah. And then sticking to those substitutions.
Yeah.
Through the whole program. Yeah, exactly. So you mentioned that you're comfortable making your own programs. So why, go a little bit through why you decide to pay someone to build programs for you rather than just doing it yourself.
I think for me, because it's like, okay, well, what are the different exercises you can use for your back or that? It's all there for you. There's a list of the back. You know what I mean? I'd have to research and do all that work to try and find that substitution, or it's just more easily laid out. I can focus on me and my workout. I don't have to focus on choosing the workout. That's the biggest thing. I have enough other time and everyone's busy. You know, I'm still at work. I got a work to do, that kind of stuff. And the other thing is I've switched my workouts to the morning, which I never, ever did. And that is, for me, I was never going to be that person that went at 5 a.m. and look at me go. So for me, I don't have to think about it. And I just go, I know where I am. And now I'm going in the morning before work.
What is this done with your confidence and your self-efficacy? Because the way you just described that, I could tell you felt proud about it. So has it transformed your relationship with what you feel like you can accomplish with anything?
A little bit. I guess I'm overall more confident and I know I motivate myself and push myself at the gym. And as hard as it is, like my roommate would come with me to the gym in the morning and she's not around anymore. So I still have to get up and go. But it's also, I think about 3 weeks ago, I had a lull where and I talked to you, Andrew, about that. I wasn't losing weight and I was getting frustrated, but yes, my body's changing. My strength is there. And I think I just had to go back and flip the switch and say, why am I doing this? And I re-motivated myself. What's my why? So I kind of just did that again. And now I'm pushing myself again.
And a lot of people quit when they get there. They hit what they feel like. We talk about plateaus. And quickly they see, all right, I'm not making progress. Instead of looking inward and going, all right, where can I change something? Where can I make effort? Where can I be more consistent? It's like, oh, this isn't working. This is pointless. I'm going to go back to the way life was before. And people often forget something. You're demonstrating, a plateau is always a demonstration of your best ever. You're proving to yourself that you can actually sustain your best ever. And I think what people, I mean, tell me about your experience, but when people go on to a fitness program, when they're approaching a diet, because there's two different ways to think about dieting. There's all of like the rubbish out there that's like really restrictive and yo-yo and totally unsustainable. Yeah. But if we're talking about dieting is really a planned temporary phase of intentional calorie restriction to achieve fat loss. And if it's done intentionally with a strategy to go back to maintenance, it can actually be a really effective way to go about it. So let me get myself back on track here. Now I've lost my train of thought, guys. I am so sorry. When people hit a weight loss plateau, they think, well, if I'm not losing weight, then why am I doing any of this? And then they think, well, I'm just not going to do anything and I'm going to stay here. But that's not what life was before you started. Life wasn't static at one particular weight. Life was a gradual weight increase. And people forget that. So what do we think is going to happen? We're not going to stay where we are if we stop making the effort, stop showing up. We're going to continue to gain weight again. And metabolic health is probably, especially if we're inactive, metabolic health is probably going to get worse. So what was that like for you?
My biggest thing overall for the health and is like when I joined the gym and I had that trainer and helped me lose that 100 pounds. And then I bought it, like my first trainer didn't help me get to that 100 pounds, but then I'm just going to go off top to try to please, explain this.
Please.
I paid someone else to do then the meal plans for me. And then she taught me macros and then she taught me how to, she did my macros and then she taught me how to do my macros so I could do it myself. And then I lost that 100 pounds and then I slowly gained it. But my biggest thing for why I left my first trainer was I can't afford $150 a month or whatever I was paying. This is not a lifestyle. How am I going to make this a lifestyle for the rest of my life? So I had to figure it out to do it on my own. That's the same with the meal plan or the macros or, and I know we've talked about maybe I should track my food again. I don't want to. This is my life and my lifestyle. How am I going to do it long term if I'm not doing it on my own? So it's those selections, those, you know, if I eat out to make a better selection versus, you know, picking something fast food. I try to make it sustainable and long term, not the short term. And I know it's going to take me a long time to get back to where I was, but I know that my body is changing. So it's working. Something's working. Something's changing.
Yeah. And the more sustainable it is too, the longer a person can stick to it and still head in that right direction for longer. And then, you know, it, you know, if you reach a spot where you feel like this is good for me in terms of physique and how you're feeling and all that kind of stuff, then you know how to maintain it as well. Right.
Yeah.
So then, go ahead.
I was just saying, I'm still trying to figure out this plateau, if it's menopause or if it's the more muscle I'm gaining. I did go through a couple of weeks where I wasn't upping my weight because of the cortisol that was going around. And I was in fight and flight for so long. And I was, you know, believing that hype. And then I'm like, no, I'm just going to go again. And then I started upping my weights again. So I think that trying to avoid the hype and listen to that and just focus on what I'm doing and being consistent is all I can really do. Right?
Sorry, when you say the hype around cortisol, are you talking about going through menopause and keeping cortisol low? Is that what you're referencing?
Well, yeah, and because of all the fire and all that, I was in fight and flight mode for so long, for so many years. Like, I was out of my home for 2 years, and then I've been home for a year, over a year now. So yeah, I'm trying to reduce that and get back. So I was trying to, I took a break from, I guess, pushing myself, and I'm back to upping my weights and giving it my all again.
Yeah, a little bit more satisfying too, right?
Yeah, and the body's changing, more defined.
Yeah. And what would you say the difference between sort of, you know, focusing on that weight loss, and then now you're in our program, you can go with the diet that you want, but we're focused on strength. What would you say is the difference between those two and how they, you know, make you feel and fit into your lifestyle and stuff like that?
The strength thing for me is also about being strong for when I'm older. Being strong. I am 52. I am getting older, and that bone loss and all that. I know you have to be strong. I know you have to not just do cardio, and I've never been a cardio person, but just cardio. For me, I know strength is the way to go, because that's how I started my journey. How I got there the first time. And yes, I do still kind of want that number again, because I think I hit it. So I have to kind of get that out of my head.
A thing that I want to add for context, because obviously, like, I want to speak to the listeners as well, but I think this is valuable.
Yeah.
Bailey and I often talk about how we don't want to market around, quote, dieting and fat loss. Mm-hmm. But what we get a lot of questions about, well, if I want to focus on losing fat, will your program work? And I actually think the best way, and I might even go as far as say the only way to successfully and sustainably lose body fat is to actually prioritize trying to maintain muscle and to train for strength. So I think that they actually go really well together, because yes, for someone outside of a true beginner or someone who's like on a lot of anabolic drugs, it's really hard to actually build muscle mass and lose body fat at the same time, especially a lot of it. That doesn't work very well. But you can do a really good job of working, setting your nutrition so that way you're in a deficit for a planned period of time, like I said, and still train very hard, train to be as strong as possible, maintain your strength, maintain your muscle while actually dropping body fat. And that means tuning your nutrition for it. And like, I think people have this idea, well, oh, if I want to lose weight, I have to use light weights, I have to do really high reps, I have to do tons of cardio. No, actually, the best thing you could do is to lift really heavy, train hard. And I still think it's actually one of the best ways to support intentional focus on fat loss. As long as you're approaching it, you're thinking about the habits, you've referred to that a lot, like just the intentional habits. And for the person who chooses to, it may mean tracking calories, making sure you're getting enough protein. And it doesn't mean that someone has to track forever, right? It's not like going on some sort of, blood pressure medication that you're like supposed to stay on forever. It's, hey, you can do this for a period of time to learn, to get a good idea of what volume of food you're eating and types of food equals to the calories you need for your goals. And if you get a better understanding of that, you can do it for a shorter period of time and focus. And then I think periodically, I don't want people to have to track forever, but periodically it's good to come back to tracking for a lot of people, so they kind of reset their relationship with what they're eating and how much they need. So to each their own, but our philosophy towards fat loss is if someone wants to train for fat loss, train heavy, train hard for strength, and adjust nutrition for fat loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something I was going to mention earlier. With your coach teaching you how to do your own macros, I think a lot of coaches sort of skip that part, hoping that you'll always need them, which is kind of unfortunate. But it also goes the same with personal trainers. Like, if they're not teaching you why you're doing something or showing you how to substitute exercises or providing that sort of stuff, they're not really doing their job, because you're right, a lot of people can't afford that long term. So to teach them while you have them, and then maybe they can go on their own way. But also maybe find something else that works that is a little bit more cost effective, like an online group training. And I can speak to that too, because obviously I have knowledge. I've been a personal trainer for a while now, come up 4.5 years. And I still hire a coach, because I do the same thing. I go to the gym. If it's my own program, I'm like, well, I'll just do this today. And I like so many exercises that I'm like, well, I want to do this one today. So I'm constantly moving things in and out, which I know is not effective, but I know, you know, if someone's watching me, I'm going to follow the program and push myself that little bit harder as well.
For the people who aren't up on current events, this all started because Bailey reached out to me, wanted to hire me as her trainer, right, and mentor. And so that actually went so well. She excelled that it turned around to have Bailey come over to Evolve Strength with her business, which has been a godsend for everything. And then, so we trained together for quite a while. And then we decided that this program was a kind of a cool idea. It was such a perfect fit. And then Bailey's gone on to work with another coach who's been doing a really great job with her. And because I think it's actually valuable to experience different things. You're able to learn from different people's approaches. And I fully supported it. I thought this was actually really great. And now we have this and we're able to channel this into teaching more people. So.
The other thing that I always do is I write my workout down. So I stick to it because I wrote it down. So I would be like, oh, no, I wrote it down. I can't switch that. But I mean, if someone's hogging the machine, then I kind of have to. So, you know, but I mean, I'm pretty strict in that. So I'm curious how your app is. I'm excited to see how that is because I'm very, and Andrew knows, I showed him my book when I first met him, that I am pretty strict with that. So.
Oh, I love it. People writing stuff down. I actually think there's a lot of people who believe like for people who are total beginners or even intermediates, it's actually a really valuable skill to actually have the stuff written down. And I have logbooks from when I first started lifting over 20 years ago. And I would write these little tiny spiral notebooks and I bring my pen into the gym and I would write my sets and my reps down. And it's really cool to look back at this stuff.
Well, it's good to keep an eye on like what you, when you up your weights, what you used, because you don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do it for.
Yeah, I do that for my clients in person. And when they say, are you sure I did this last week? I say, look, it's written down. So try and argue with me. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Anything else, Bailey? Got any more questions for Tricia? This has been really fun, by the way. I'm really glad to get the insight into your experience because I have a funny feeling there'll be a lot of people listening here and be like, oh my God, like that's totally what I've been going through. I feel so like isolated in this. And I'm really glad. Oh, you first.
No, go ahead. Finish what you're going
to
say.
I was just going to say that I'm glad that you participate in our group to where you have these interactions with other women who are sharing the experience.
Yeah, I think it's good. I find that it's hard to have those gym buddies and those gym friends when you're on your own now, especially after COVID and everyone doing their own thing. You know, you get to see people, but I find less people are so less friendly in person anywhere, whether it's out for a hike or walk, the grocery store, the gym, even. So it's nice to have that group dynamic.
Yeah, a group of very supportive women, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Bailey, any other questions? We've done great here.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Tricia, just thank you. I really appreciate that you felt comfortable enough to come on. I know that you were nervous about this. And so we want to continue on with these. We've got a few more of our members booked for upcoming weeks. So everybody listening, if you don't have to be a current member, but if you've been listening to this, you've done our program before, we definitely want to hear your story. So if you're listening, we'll talk to you. We'll get you on here. And we're also going to expand this a little bit to some of mine and Bailey's clients, the ones that want to come on. My client, Dal, is going to come on at some point. She's got a really cool story. I can't wait to bring her on here. And for everybody listening, thank you again for tuning into these. We appreciate it. This one definitely sounded like we know that we're talking up our program a little bit. And I'm not the type, I don't want to like push sales on this stuff. But our intake is open for Forever Strength. We are proud of it. We believe in it. As of the moment of recording, we've got 35 of the 75 spots full, and I've got maybe another 70 inquiries that haven't turned around and messaged back, but a lot of them have said they want to come in. So I got a feeling we'll actually fill this one up. If you're listening and you're really interested, please message us. We would love to have you in it. And it starts Monday, October 2nd. So we can't wait to start that one up with you. And you did mention we're using a new app. Yeah, we're using a web-based app. It's my friend Jonathan Goodman's Quick Coach program, which Bailey was really insistent upon doing this because we think it's going to be really good for our ability to see what you guys are doing and the accountability on our end, which actually supports you guys. So we're excited.
Awesome.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you. If you have any questions, please shoot me and Bailey a message. If you're not already following our social media, find us on Instagram. We will respond to all messages. And thank you guys again. We really appreciate your time.